Pleased to be joined by interim head coach John Worthington. We'll start again with Jack Conlon from BBC Radio Leeds.
Thank you. Hi, John. Good to speak with you. I'll just start by looking back on Tuesday. What are your sort of reflections a few days on now?
Watching the game back, but obviously what I saw for myself, frustration. We didn't get more out of the game, and I think that's the underlying feeling really.
That word frustration, it's one that Josh Ruffles used a couple of minutes ago as well. Given that it was a game that you were well in as well, and it's just one sort of error that's led to the result.
Yeah, I think frustration because I think we dominated large periods of the game, got into good areas, and just fell a little bit short in terms of the final decision making, crosses, finishing, whatever those actions were. But it's a collective, and it's everyone's responsibility, and we roll the sleeves up and go again.
You mentioned some of the sort of attacking options there. You had a lot on the bench on Tuesday. Can we expect to see a few different players used in that sort of central front position the next few weeks?
Yeah, I think we're getting into a more fortunate position now with players coming back from injury and also players coming back from a point where they can complete a game and match minutes, and I think that's obviously taken a little bit of time to get to that point. But I think I'm pleased with the options that we've got, and we'll be looking at, into the game at the weekend to see where we can have most impact.
How are those strikers together as a group? Naturally, they're competing for spots, but are they, G'ing each other up as well when you're seeing them in and around the training ground and what have you?
Yeah, I think it's not just the striker, it's everyone. It's like I said, it's a collective effort, everyone's responsibility, whether it's from set pieces, general play, strikers. I think we've all got to accept and take on that responsibility, and that's something that everyone's well aware of and something that we're looking to put right 100%.
Just touching on one of those strikers in particular, Dion Charles got a good reception when he came off on Tuesday night. It's naturally not been the easiest start to his time as a Town player. Are you confident he can find that goal scoring form? Because it seems like that's the one thing that's sort of eluded him so far.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been really pleased with his contribution in the last two games. Obviously, the impact off the bench against Mansfield, and then his contribution in the game against on Tuesday against Wickham. So, yeah, I think we're fully aware of what his attributes are, and his focus is purely on trying to help the team as much as possible, and that won't change. And I'm sure he'll get the rewards for that.
What's he like sort of on a day-to-day basis when you see him in the week? Is he frustrated that's the one thing that he's not quite got at the minute, that goal scoring? Because it seems as if he's doing most other things really well when it comes to pressing and the running.
I don't think he's frustrated. I think within himself, he's a goal scorer. He's a striker. He wants to score goals. So I think he'll hold himself to account for that. But there's no pressure on him or any of the other strikers. Like I said, it's everyone's responsibility, and we've got to accept that. We've got to get the ball to those players in the right areas. They've got to hit the end points of when the ball comes in, and we've got to keep working towards getting what we want. And whether it's Dion Charles or anybody else, I'm fully supportive behind them. They've been brought into the football club for a reason, and they're well aware of what that reason is, and I've got full confidence that they'll deliver.
In terms of personnel, were there any fresh injury concerns off the back of Tuesday?
No, the squad's in good shape.
There was no Radinho Balker in the matchday squad. Was that an injury or just a selection?
No, he's available for the game this weekend. So we've had to take into account of him is the period of when he's of his injuries and his condition and what he's done in the last kind of 3 weeks. So he's available for selection this weekend.
Is that sort of the knock-on effect that you're having to deal with as well? I guess when players are coming back from injuries, it's managing them and not just throwing them in.
There is a side of that. That's the modern game. That's where we're at. But it's no excuses from me. Whoever's picked to play knows what's expected of them. So, it's never be an excuse. I'm really happy with the group of players that I've got to select from.
Is there anyone close to coming back that has been out in the past few weeks?
No one else currently.
Looking ahead then to this weekend, Burton. I said this to Josh Ruffles as well, are a team that are scrapping for points themselves, albeit in a different situation to you. They've had a bit of an upturn in form. How tough an opponent will they be?
yeah, respect the opposition 100%. They're fighting for their lives, but we're fighting for something as well. And so I'm expecting a tough game, but every game in this league is a tough game. I think we've all seen that throughout the course of the season, but looking forward to it.
With a table where it is as well at the minute, with yourselves where you are and how close we are to the end of this season, is every game a must-win now, to use that cliche?
We can use the cliche. I see every game, regardless of whether it's 5 to go or 10, every game should be a must-win. We should be trying to win every single game that we go into, and that won't change going into the weekend.
Last couple from me. I know you've said, I think you said it after the game on Tuesday, that you can't really enjoy this position when you're not winning games. But you personally, John, how have you found this period again back in interim charge?
I've enjoyed it to that extent in terms of the experience and learning and working with the players, absolutely. But, you know, again, I'm a winner. I hate losing. And so I'll never enjoy anything if I'm not getting the results for myself, for the team and for the club.
Are there plenty of sort of learnings you can take out of this personally as a coach, regardless of you know, what does happen in these last 5 games?
I think so, and I'll... At the minute, I'm just fully focused on the task in hand. I think at the end of the season, that's the time to reflect. But currently, it's just focusing on the next game and doing everything I can to help the team to try and get the result we want.
And since we last spoke to you, has there been any more talks with the owner about your role or what the future holds in that sense?
No.
All right. Cheers, John. Thank you. Best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you.
We'll just come to Stephen Chicken from the
Arteries. Hi, John. So same as I asked Josh, but as frustrating as Tuesday night was, do you take solace in the fact that you did dominate that first half and that you've at least got something to build on there? It's not like it was, you know, bad performance across the field.
Yeah, I think ultimately, you know, take away both boxes, and I think you know ultimately we're pleased with the performance, but. Let's be clear, it's not a performance time at the minute, it's results, so I'm really clear on that, and I understand that, but I think, like you said, you have to be able to take some encouragement from that and some of the actions and some of the moments that happened in the game. So we have to build on that. We know we have to be better, and we have to put that right again at the weekend.
I know you'll be concentrating on yourselves, but as you sort of touch on there, it is that time of year where league table feels very urgent. Burton are in a very urgent position. There can't be any underestimating them, can there?
No underestimating them, absolutely. They're fighting for their lives, and so but it's no different to us. We're fighting for our lives as well. You know, that's everything that myself and the players are doing, so that we're fully focused on this game.
Just wanted to check, am I right in saying Brody Spencer, is he game by game at the moment, his injury?
Yeah, he's out on the grass in terms of as part of his rehab, but currently not in, you're not available for selection.
Okay, and I think when Herbie got injured, from what Michael Duff told us at the time, I think we were expecting him back around now. Is he still on course? I know you won't want to give too much away, but is he?
No, similar. Herbie's, I would say, in front of Brody in terms of that coming back, but again, he's still not training with the group.
Okay, that's all from me. Thank you.
Cheers.
Hiya, John. I hope you're well. I was sort of looking at Burton. I mean, a while ago, everyone thought that was it. They were going to go down, and they've sort of shown a load of fight and turned it round. And I suppose that's an example to anyone, isn't it? I mean, your position, you know, it's not over until it's over. You know, there's still plenty to aim at this season, and teams can turn it round.
It's definitely not over. Definitely not over from our perspective. I can assure you that. And we'll be giving everything we can going into this game to try and win the game. Like I said, yes, Burton are fighting. They've had they've had an upturn. But we're fully focused on ourselves, and we know what we need to do.
Can you sort of relate to your players? I mean, have you been in this similar sort of situation in your time in your career? Maybe at time where, you know, you've been out of it, but it's looking like you're not going to maybe get in the playoffs and have success, but you've turned it around. I mean, there's lots of stories in football like it, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, I've been fortunate to be in playoff teams to get success and failure, and that's all part of the experiences. But what I would say is, I think, you know, when it gets to the real last stages of the season, it's about the teams that can hold the nerve, and it's the teams that can step up, because there'll definitely be twists and turns, and people that think games are winnable suddenly don't win them, and I think that's what will naturally happen, but we have to keep soul focused on ourselves.
it could be, you know, a big moment at Burton. I mean, it's one of those, you've had a bit of adversity results-wise on the road, and she lost in midweek. If you can get a win, you know, you're going to have all the diehards there in the away end. That could really lift you psychologically, couldn't it?
Absolutely, but I you know, I'm still really positive. It's all to play for, all to play for.
Do you, I mean, there's a lot of players sort of whose futures are up in the air. Do you sort of tell them they've got to play for the club, they've got to play for themselves, haven't they, really? You know, I mean, there's obviously people watching, you're watching, and that's all part of it this time of year, and personal pride and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think that's the same going on at every single club across the country, players in that type of situation. Been in that situation myself. Is it the easiest situation to be in? Absolutely not, but you've got to be a professional, and ultimately you've got to give the best account of yourself, because ultimately, whether that's here or anyone else, that's the most important thing for them as players.
Best of luck, John, as always. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody. We'll speak to the majority of you next week.